Sound Privy Custom Decks.
Yes. Hi. This is Jan Beto from Local Splash. I was actually looking to speak with the person who's in charge of your online presence for South Jersey Custom Decks, and normally we do speak with the business owners about this. Would that be my chance?
Yes. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, sir. Actually, the reason for my phone call is that we are a data service provider to Google. So we wanted to talk to you about South Jersey to appear on Google's first page for installation and repair services in the area, mainly for those people who would be searching online using keywords. Now, I'm sure you've seen the map section of Google recently, right? Or probably before? The one with the red dots on your mobile phone, mostly?
Yeah. The thing is, I don't pay for advertising, and I've also have gone through this twice with people calling me about verifying my business with Google, things like that, and I pay them, and nothing ever changes. So I'm very skeptical on everything with Google, and anytime someone calls me about Google, because I've already gone through this a couple times, and nothing has ever changed.
Sorry to hear that. How long ago was this when someone helped you with your Google verification?
2 years ago, and it was 2 years before that. Both times, you know, everything was supposed to be fixed and working, and nothing ever changed.
Well, just curious. I just want to clarify, though. So, were you at least Google verified? I mean, like, did the verification procedure actually went through or not really?
Every time they said there was an issue, we're still working on it. It sounds like somebody has, hacked into your stuff, and we are still working on it and paying, you know, monthly fees for probably like 8 months. And
8 months? That didn't get fixed?
Yeah. And no, and I end up canceling the service.
Sorry to hear that. Well, I wish we could have gotten to you sooner. Just curious, though, for that 8 months.
That's the second time that I've done this.
Yeah, so I wouldn't really blame you for skeptical even on this phone call.
Yeah.
But I just want to clarify one last thing, sir, because you said 8 months you paid for it. So that means that not only did you not get Google verified, that also means that you didn't get to see your business popping up on Google's first page because of that. Is that accurate?
No, and I was also told it wasn't just Google. The thing I was paying for, it was for all the search engines that your name is recognized, and you would also then be able to get reviews. I was told I was going to have where I can give it to my customer, have them a link, so then they can just very easily click on, put a review in.
Okay.
Nothing has changed, and I still have the same thing. I have the same two reviews that have been on there ever. My photos are not on there. I can't log on to it because they told me somebody has hacked into it and that they are working on it. But though 8 months later, they're still working on it, and I'm paying for things that nothing ever changes.
Okay, got it. And again, I'm really sorry it didn't work out. But because here's the thing, right? The Google verification issue, that's pretty common for a lot of business owners we've talked to for the last 19 years. So there are certain factors we have to consider. We'll have to figure out what's really going on. I can't really say right now that it has something to do with someone hacking your account. That's what they said for both companies.
The first time it happened, I don't know what happened, but this time I actually stayed with it and kept paying, and a lot too.
Okay.
I don't know. I was paying like $260 something a month for, I don't know, 8 months.
Gotcha.
Service that was going to handle this stuff, and it didn't.
Okay. Well, let me ask you just you know, direct to the point, sir, right? Because in this case, I understand that there has been a lot of issues going on. You've paid and nothing really happened. So success in the internet really depends on the company you work with. So we pride ourselves on producing the results that we need for our clients, right? So if we could show you how this would be a different type of experience. I know it happened already twice. All we're really asking is that you hear the details on how we can make it work for you. And then if you like what you hear and everything would make sense, especially with that Google verification issue, would you be willing to check out your office?
But here's the, just like the last one said, the exact same thing. And then what happens is during the verification process, I find out that somebody else is claiming that they own my business and you've been hacked and you have, we're having issues verifying it, and it's a non-stop issue with this whole Google verification process.
Okay. That's the thing.
And they constantly tell me they're working on it. And, you know, it's from one person to another, and that just BS lasts forever, and nothing changes with the whole verification.
I don't
believe, mm-hmm. you know, any of it.
Yeah, like I said, I won't really blame you, sir, if that would be the case, right? Because this happened not only once, but twice, right? So all I'm really asking is at least hear out on what we can do for that part.
The only way I'm doing it, if somebody wants to verify me and get my listing,
uh-huh.
to get it back up and running where you can actually go in and put my photos and have a link and other things, and I'm not paying for it. I'll pay for it as soon as that happens. I'm not paying for a bunch of BS again.
Okay, well, let me just check real quick here.
I really don't need it. I have plenty of referrals and plenty of work. So I do fine without Google. I try to do the right thing and add it for you know, and I get nothing but BS from people that call me.
I see. Well, yeah, again, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I'm sorry to hear that this has really been an issue for years now, but just curious though, because I really believe that we could help you out here. I just need to know the type of services that you are, your current status right now as a business. Like, for example, for South Jersey Custom Decks, how far are you willing to travel for a new client nowadays?
Yeah, only within an hour of my house without leaving the state.
An hour, okay. And Your clients, are they mostly residential or commercial?
Yes, residential.
Residential, but you're open to commercial work too, if need be.
If
need be, okay. And so I guess you don't have a website yet? Or do you have one? You have one right now.
I have a website. I have, you know, the materials that I use. I'm a ranked installer for them, so I get a lot of work through Trex.
Okay, because you could still take on, I mean, like, if you have a lot of work now, you could still handle more business, especially if a pipeline would be created for you moving forward?
Yeah, I'm not looking to spend money to try to get all this traffic towards me. I'm a small business that can't handle it regardless, but I try to do the right mm-hmm. thing to get myself so I look online. Presence is there. I'm not looking to buy leads. I'm not looking to generate, you know. I just want when you go to Google that I am listed as a business like the rest of them with photos of my work, and people can leave a review, because some people do multiple home, you know, their homework before they hire somebody, not just through Trex or referral. Sometimes they'll look up through Google. I am not looking to spend money on getting driving to be on the front page of this to get leads, because I don't need them. But I do want people that look for me to make sure that I am a legit business.
A legitimate business. Yeah, the reviews would actually help. Sorry, my name again is Jen. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with again? What is your name again?
My name it's Bud Bradford.
Bud Bradford.
Yes.
Okay, nice to meet you, Bud. Okay, Bud. So I think I understand now. So mainly, I guess since the service that we're trying to offer you is being listed in Google's first page, so I guess that would be more of a bonus for you if we could fix that issue with your Google verification. So it wouldn't be a bad idea if we could give you the details on how we can work on that. And then if, like I said, if everything makes sense, if you like what you hear, we can go from there. Does that sound good to you? Because I think...
like I said, I'm always going to like what I hear. Everybody sounds good. I need results.
Okay.
And unless you can fix the issue, I'm not paying.
Yeah, sure. I get that. So the reason I'm asking is because my regional pricing director in the area, his name is Charlie, and I've already indicated here some of the issues that you've had. And like I said, this is pretty common. So I think we have something good for you as far as the resolution goes. So let me go ahead and grab Charlie here so that we could further look into this one for you. One moment, please. And I think we can figure it out.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Bud?
Yeah.
Hey, Bud.